sponsored at 8:30 with AM 580 News. After 3 years, Illinois legislators are through waiting for Governor Rob Blagojevich to make appointments to some state boards. They're making an end run around the governor. Amanda Benneke has the story.
The governor's had 3 years to fill vacancies on the Eastern Illinois Development Authority, but he hasn't done it, so the group is three members short. State Senator Dale Ryder said that's made it tough to get anything done. The Mattoon Republican says without the Blagojevich appointees, there often aren't enough board members to legally take action on job creation efforts. Rather than continuing to wait for Blagojevich, the General Assembly voted to lower the number of board members who must be present to conduct business. Ryder says it's just one example of a larger issue.
The governor's office has a reputation for not getting around to doing what we might consider some of the basic functions of governing and being governor in Illinois. One of those is making appointments to boards and commissions.
A new state audit proves that it's a pattern. It shows that about a third of the state's panels have so many vacancies, they're not meeting legal requirements. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The National Weather Service says one reported tornado was spotted overnight in the northwestern corner of Illinois. The Joe Davies County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported. Weather officials say the reported tornado was sighted near Galena, moving east at 31 miles per hour. County officials say several trees were down but did not report other damage. Portions of southern and central Illinois were under thunderstorm watches. Severe weather rumbled across the Midwest, particularly in Minnesota and Iowa, leaving at least 8 dead. The summer boating season has arrived, with avid boaters facing the same high gas prices that are shrinking motorists' wallets. Boats often travel as little as 3 to 5 miles on a gallon of gas, although boating enthusiasts typically cover far less of an area on the lake or river than a motorist would. But with gas at or near $4 a gallon for regular unleaded across Indiana, the price for filling up a boat's tank can be pretty steep. Martinsville residents Chris and Alice McCreary say it cost nearly $200 to fill up their boat's 50-gallon tank this weekend for a trip to southern Indiana's Lake Monroe. Illinois' 51 veteran service officers will host open houses this summer for veterans and their family members. State officials will help veterans and their families learn about and apply for compensation and benefits from Illinois and the federal government. The announcement came yesterday during the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Governor Rob Blagojevich says the state's military heroes should know about the benefits they're entitled to. A suburban Chicago brother and sister have painted a new picture of their late father after sifting through his World War I diary. Recently, the 90-page tattered journal, which was written in Italian, was translated. That gave 70-year-old Lee Malizia new details about her late father, Settimio Damiani, an Italian immigrant and veteran. Damiani served in the Italian Army during the First World War. His diary recounts harrowing experiences with an October 1917 entry describing incoming fire and the screams of the wounded. Translating the diary wasn't easy. Malizia says her family located Italian scholar Alessandro Galtieri of Milan on line to do the job. He plans on publishing the memoirs into a book. Today's Memorial Day festivities in Champaign-Urbana include a performance by the Champaign-Urbana Sweet Adelines. They'll sing for the local AmVets Fest at the Grandview Gardens in Champaign at 10:30 this morning. Also, the Allerton Retreat Center offers its Memorial Day open house. Tours of the house in Monticello will be held from 10 to 4 this morning. That's a look at news this hour. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
Glancing at the radar now, we have a little bit of activity right around just to the south of Champaign-Urbana, down in Paris, Illinois, also in Bloomington, Normal, and Decatur, some light rain activity. This forecast for east central Illinois calls for showers and thunderstorms likely today, the high around 80 degrees. Showers are likely tonight as well, the low of 52. Cloudy skies tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cooler, the high 65. Mostly cloudy, a low of 48 tomorrow night, partly sunny on Wednesday, the high 68. Wednesday night and Thursday, mostly clear skies, low around 45, the high 72 degrees. Partly cloudy Thursday night, the low around 55. Partly sunny Friday, the high around 80. A chance of showers Friday evening and as well as thunderstorms, the low around 62. It's 69 degrees outside our studios in Champaign-Urbana right now. Danville, 70 degrees, 65 in Decatur, and 65 in Bloomington.
A peace agreement between Pakistan and Taliban insurgents seems to be having an unintended consequence: increased violence in the neighboring country of Afghanistan. The Islamic militants of the Taliban live in the tribal areas that span the border between the two countries, and NATO officials say that it seems that with calm on one side of the border, militants are making more attacks on the Afghan side. A Taliban leader has vowed to fight on in Afghanistan, and the Afghanis are sending